Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan weer baie warm word vandag en dis oor Gauteng as ook dele van Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Van vanmiddag af kan enkele buie en donderbuie verwag word oor dele van Mpumalanga en die weste en sentrale dele van die Noordwes. Pretoria en Rustenburg op na 31, Johannesburg en Mbombela 29 en Malagnini 27, Polokwane 30 grade.
In Parktown beweeg verkeer maar stadig op die M1 suid in die rigting van die Houghton Rylaan afrit.
Mpumalanga polisie is op soek na 'n groot aantal verdagtes wat gisteraand 4 padkou busdepots in die Kangale distrik aangeval en 'n totaal van 51 busse aan die brand gesteek het. 2 veiligheidswagte is ook beseer. Die motief vir die aanvalle is nog nie vasgestel nie. Intussen is veiligheid rondom padkou busse opgeskerp. En Japan het hulle goue medalje suksesvol verdedig by die soetgebak wêreldbeker in Lyon in Frankryk. 18 nasionale spanne moes 3 puddings maak wat hulle land verteenwoordig. Japanse wenskeppings het staat gemaak op verskeie tradisionele elemente, waaronder kiyomi lemoene en wafelbeskuitjies wat van rys gemaak is. Parys het die silwer medalje gewen en Maleisië die brons. Ek skade te Susa, meer nuus om 9.
Het hulle gewen met ryskoekies, wat's goed?
Wafelbeskuitjies wat van rys gemaak is.
Wafelbiscuits.
Wafelbeskuitjies.
A gold medal winning.
What?
And then what else?
Just including in an ook kiyomi lemoene het hulle gebruik in hulle soet gebak.
No.
Nee, ek wil dit. No. Nee, ek wil.
It's no, it's highly disappointing. I don't know. Imagine if South Africa took part.
Oh, no, pudding contest. Right. Yeah, nobody would.
Melt that.
Yeah, hands down.
Sage pudding. Sage. I mean, if you're in, you're in. Like, for something, like, you just...
I do think that waffles made from rice and then with a delicious baked orange does sound...
I always am so disappointed. If it's like an occasion, you go out and stuff and they go, it's like a fruit something. I'm like, oh.
No.
Am I right?
So what I was looking forward to. My vasie cook.
Ons kan vir jou mooi aantrek nie, maar die hemel weet.
Ons kan vir jou nerves vat nie.
Ou vrugte slaai. Ja, los maar. So ek wil vir sê, my ma was altyd so lief gewees vir 'n vrugte slaaitjie met wat is daai wit? Wat is
dit?
Evaporated
milk.
But yeah, wat het ons dit genoem? We'll get to it now. Yeah, you just gave me a memory.
It's okay. Let me turn my focus to the soccer. Bafana will take on the Pharaohs of Egypt at the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. After the draw for the tournament took place in Rabat yesterday, they were drawn in Group C alongside Egypt, Southern African rivals Angola and Zimbabwe, and will open their campaign against Angola in Marrakesh on the 22nd of December before taking on Egypt on Boxing Day and finish off Group C against Zimbabwe back in Marrakesh on the 29th of December. Kaizer Chiefs yesterday confirmed 3 signings, confirming the signatures of striker Tashik Morris, winger Glody Lilepo, and midfielder Tabo Cele. Morris from SuperSport United, that was an open secret. Lilepo is another Congolese winger who's been signed from the French second division, and Cele joins as a free agent. And top South African jockey Gavin Larina faces an inquiry following an incident at Turfontein Racecourse. This was on Sunday. Larina stood up in the irons around the 150-meter mark and struck his colleague Jason Gates multiple times on the back with his crop in the second race of the day. The commentator didn't mention it. Larina was riding Gimme a Storm and Gates riding Blurred Vision.
It's Great Notion. Ryan Munger wins by 2.5 from Green Street. Third will go to Arctic Silver, then Blurred Vision, Jabberwocky, nothing from Gimme a Storm, and Hong Kong Lucky.
There's a video. It's shocking. He really, really went to town.
Yeah, he lays into him. Show me the video now.
Yeah. People must remember, people don't like being hit with that thing. Horses
don't like it either. Oh.